Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we conclude our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today, we will finish our examination of the sample questions for candidates in the 2020 election. These are the questions which were put together by CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. And from answering these questions, they can eliminate all the conservatives from coming to power. In our last program, we ended by examining question number 24. And today, let's move on to question number 25.
Number 25, police training. Do you support anti-discrimination and use of force de-escalation training for federal and state law enforcement officers?
And if you are not familiar with this training, that is a training which was invented during Obama's time, which is known as the sensitive training. We're going to train our policemen of how to treat the Muslims in very special ways and how you must accommodate the Muslims in every shape and form to make sure they are comfortable. Training our policemen to treat the Muslims of America special, not like the rest of the Americans. And I'm wondering why the Muslims will not assimilate with us. Why the Muslim will not be part of America. But because now they have the special treatment of even our policemen, as Muslims wish for our policemen to be trained. How about question number 26?
Number 26, body-worn cameras. Under a framework that protects the privacy rights of both citizens and law enforcement, do you support outfitting federal law and state enforcement officers and agents who are required to face an imminent threat of some kind with body-worn cameras?
Well, to understand that question, we must also listen to the background of that question. So please listen carefully to the following statement.
Background. One such a framework that strikes a balanced approach between privacy rights and the use of police body-worn cameras is the American Civil Liberties Union white paper, Police Body-Mounted Cameras, with right policies in place, a win for all, version 2.0, March 2015.
Having a camera posted on the police officers while they're doing their job is good because I believe it will protect the policemen for false accusation of the criminals or the people they are interacting with. But the problem with the liberals who wanted the policemen to have this camera, it's because they don't trust the policemen and they think policemen are evil. Like Muslims believe all ICE are evil and all those who enforce the laws in America are evil. And that is obviously resulting in the propaganda which spread all over America that white policemen always involved in killing black people, as if racism only exists in white people, and like there is no racism among black people. Now let us look at the new technology which the government of America is working on improving facial recognition, and that is question number 27.
Number 27, facial recognition technology. Do you support banning the government use of facial recognition technology as they have been the subject of mass surveillance and police misconduct?
And if you have been following the news, you will see that Representative Rashida Tlaib is the one who spoke against facial recognition, not Ilhan Omar. Why? Because Representative Ilhan Omar already have her hijab on. That technique will be improved if the Muslims and the liberals will not stop it. And it will be a perfect tool for catching the criminals. And that will be perfectly fine, like DNA is used today in our court system. From the facial recognition, you can know for sure that this crime has been committed by specific criminal. But Muslims do not like it. Why? Because that will force the Muslim ladies in America not to wear the head dressing. Because the only way for the facial recognition to work is that for a person to have his or her face clear, meaning no hijab. And of course, CARE supported Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan to speak against the facial recognition because she is not covered in hijab.
And if we continue to use a facial recognition,
that will automatically ban the wearing of hijab in America.
And obviously, that is not what Muslims want for America.
Now we know why Muslims do not want our government to use facial recognition. And here is the background for that question to get the full point.
Background. Facial recognition technology is not only dangerously inaccurate, but also a serious infringement on one's right to privacy, and it can have a chilling effect on one's free speech activities.
Don't you laugh when you hear the Muslims talking about the reasons why we should not have facial recognition in America? Because they're so worried about the serious infringement on one's right. But wait a minute. In Islam, there is zero right for anyone. And they're also saying that this will go against the free of speech. Excuse me, there is no freedom of speech in Islam. Hello?
Or maybe the Muslims are worried about the accuracy of this technology.
This technology will be improved like everything else we have seen in America. But once again, my dear friends, the reason CARE, the Muslim Jihadi of America, or any Muslims in America reject facial recognition, it's because they don't want this to be some law in the land in the future, which by it, we will stop the Muslims from wearing the hijab. And that goes against Sharia, Islamic law. Now let's move on to question number 28.
Number 28. Police surveillance. Do you support transparency, accountability, and a use policy for the acquisition of surveillance technology?
Well, let us listen to the background together to see why Muslims are against police surveillance.
Background. Police departments around the country have been implementing new pieces of surveillance technology, like drones, in their policing practices without adequate transparency about the rules governing how this technology will be used. Many state legislators are stepping in to ensure that the rights of American citizens are not violated.
I believe until the Muslims give the right for their own people to have the liberty and the freedom to live however they wish, that is including leaving or staying in Islam, Muslims should not ever use the word rights. There is no rights in Islam, and there will never be rights for Muslims, male, female, or slaves.
So why are Muslims in America
preaching to us and teaching us about rights? Police surveillance is legal in America, and we will continue to use it. And trust me, that is the same reason why Muslims do not want to have facial recognition, because they want to be free to commit whatever crimes they will commit, and that camera, you can kiss goodbye. These drones, you can kiss goodbye, because you will never be able to catch them. Why Muslims are against the technology of America? Because the technology of America will hinder the jihad movement in the future of this land. Well, let's move on with question number 29.
Number 29, working with the FBI. Do you support local police officers who are assigned to federal task forces, such as the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, the JTTF, following local and state laws rather than the looser and highly problematic FBI guidelines?
And once again, let us listen to the background of question number 29 to know exactly what do CARE members, the Jihadi, the Muslim Brotherhood of America, meant by that question.
Background. The FBI standards for opening a terrorism investigation are so low that they have been widely ridiculed. Investigations have found that federal task forces frequently overstep their mandates and lead to broad, unconstitutional surveillance.
You know what I would love to put here for you to help the CARE members to understand exactly what they're trying to do? Let me quote for you what Mustafa Carroll, that is the director of the Dallas Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE. That is their own man. He said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Do you understand what this Muslim is saying? He's telling us, I don't care what laws or what constitution you have in America. When we practice Islam in America, you may kiss this Constitution of the United States of America goodbye, and you may kiss all the laws of your land goodbye. Why? Because we will be practicing Sharia, Islamic law. But in reality, my friend, is that none of these will matter to them, simply because when Muslims will have the upper hand, they will be forcing Sharia on your children and for sure on your grandchildren.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Well, let's move on with question number 30.
Right to vote, number 30, Voting Rights Act reform. Do you support devising a new formula to establish criteria for determining whether states with histories of voter discrimination can fall under Justice Department preclearance oversight?
And my friends, here is a background for this question.
Background. In 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 ruling, struck down a key provision of the historic 1965 Voting Rights Act, used to determine which states with histories of voter discrimination were required to obtain federal preclearance before changing state voting laws. The court did, however, uphold the constitutionality of requiring states with histories of voter discrimination to obtain federal preclearance.
Now we can see that Muslims and Democrats are on the same team. They want the government to have more control of the country than the states. They want to demolish the power of the state to change any laws or to make any decision without the approval of the federal government, which is the opposite of what the early fathers of this country were hoping to accomplish in America. You see, I don't believe America will be a strong country for a long time if we give unlimited power to the federal government. State rights are extremely important for survival. For America to stay strong, we must have a limited power giving to the federal government. The more power the American people will have, the stronger the future will be. And when we lose that, trust me, we will lose America. And that's exactly what the Muslims and the liberals of America are hoping to accomplish very soon. Well, let's move on to question number 31.
Number 31, voter ID laws. Do you support Congress devising a law that bans all modern forms of voter discrimination, such as state voter ID laws?
Do you hear this question, my friends? The Muslim Jihadi of America believe, like most Democrats, that voter ID cards are discrimination. While Muslims and liberals cannot live in America without having an ID, that is, even to collect the welfare benefits or buying a pack of cigarettes. But the only time the liberals and the Muslim have a problem with the ID is when it comes to voting. Do you know why? Because simply that will limit the illegal from voting and also will limit how many times they can vote for the liberal party. So what are the Muslims hoping to accomplish here? We do not need a state voter's ID laws. Trust me, we are from Florida, and we're going to vote for Florida. We are legally here. We do not need to show any ID.
And once again, trust me, I will only vote one time. Laugh out loud.
And that's how the liberals will have the victories in the near future. Do you understand what's going on here? We're going to have a bigger problem if the liberal agenda and the Muslim agenda will pass. That is, people vote without state ID cards.
Because if we require ID cards for voting, then only the legal among the liberals and the Muslims will be able to vote, and they can only vote one time.
Well, let's move on to the next question. That is question number 32.
Restoring the right to vote. Do you support restoring the fundamental right to vote for citizens who have served their prison sentences as a necessary step toward eliminating policies that have historically disenfranchised large segments of communities and disproportionately affected U.S. minorities?
Do you wonder why the Muslims of America are so concerned about all the people in the prisons, those who serve time, which by the law we have right now in our books, cannot vote?
Why do the Muslims want
the prisoners who serve their time in prison to vote? You know why?
Because that's where you will find the largest number of Muslim converts.
If you have been in our prison system in America, you will be shocked to know that there are more Americans who are becoming Muslims in the prison system than those who are outside in America, the free world. And if CARE and other Muslim jihadi organizations can change the law to allow these people who serve time in prison to be able to vote, then they will have twice as many voters in our life today in America who will vote the agenda of the Muslims and who will help the Muslims to take over America. That's exactly why the Muslims of CARE
or the liberal Democrats
are very concerned about those inmates who serve their time in prison to be able to vote. Now to our final question, that is question number 33.
Right to boycott. Number 33, right to boycott. Do you support the First Amendment right of Americans and U.S. businesses to engage in a boycott of countries that engage in human rights abuses?
Do you know which countries in this world who abuse its people and the humans who live in their borders do not have any rights?
There are 57 of them. They are the 57 Muslim countries. And here, the Muslim of CARE are going to be talking to our people who will be running for office in America and ask them if they will boycott these countries. Are you trying to tell me we're going to boycott 57 Muslim countries? But that's not what CARE is aiming for.
CARE here is not talking about countries who abuse its people,
but they're talking about one specific country. And Representative Ilhan Omar spoke very loud and clear about that country, which is named Israel. The Muslim of America would love to see the United States of America boycott Israel. And to prove my point, let us listen together to the background which was given by CARE concerning this last question, question number 33.
Background. Boycotts supporting civil and human rights, such as the Montgomery bus boycott against segregation or the boycott of companies enabling South African apartheid, have been revered throughout American history as an integral part of our political process and means by which to participate in democracy. However, many states have adopted statutes to curb activity involving boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS, campaign activity in support of Palestinian human rights.
Yes, indeed, my friends. We're talking about the human rights of the Palestinians, not the Egyptian or the Sudanese, not the Libyan or the Syrian, not the Iraqi or the Afghani or the Pakistani, not the Saudi or the Indonesian, only the Palestinians. Why? Because they are the ones who are abused and they lost their rights in Israel, not realizing the fact that the Palestinians are respected only in two countries. That is in Israel and in America. There is not one Muslim country in planet Earth who will show any respect for any Palestinian family, for they are not welcome to move or to emigrate or to go and live in any Muslim country on planet Earth. But they can live inside Israel and they can live in America. They are actually getting the citizenship of Israel and the citizenship of the United States of America. But that's exactly what I shared with you earlier. CARE wants us to boycott Israel. CARE wants to remove Israel from the face of the earth. That is the same organization, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, who sent to the Palestinians millions of dollars.
And we find out that to be 100% true from the Holy Land Foundation trial, not for the purpose of helping the Palestinians to have better life, medicine, food, education. No. That money was sent for one purpose and one purpose only, to launch attacks against Israel, to kill the infidel among the Jews, those whom the wrath of Allah is against,
those whom Allah cursed, some of them by making them monkeys and pigs. That is the true belief of the CARE members concerning Israel. And here we are in America. They're questioning our candidates who are running for any office in the government of the United States of America. Will you support the boycott of Israel? And once again, if the candidate said no, he or she will have slim chance to win their election. But if they said yes, they will receive the blessing of all the Muslims in America who will go and vote for them. Don't forget about the plenty of Muslims who will be running for offices all over America, who, trust me, they will answer these 33 questions 100% correctly, because they are running for CARE, for the Muslims in the Democrat Party, for the hope of taking over America and destroying Israel.
This would bring us to the end of our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And until we meet again in another study, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.